meeting is being recorded.
Very good. Lord, we thank you for giving us the privilege again to look at the Word of God.
主啊,我们向向你,向上感恩,再次给我们这样的荣幸来学习您的话。
We marvel how little we know and understand.
这次感到惊奇,我们只是知道和理解一点点。
We marvel that we're so slow to learn and so slow to retain.
我们也感到很惊奇,我们学得很慢,也很难持守着。
But we thank you, Lord, that you're condescending enough to keep on teaching us.
因为主啊,我们要向你向上感恩,您的足够的耐心来教导我们。
And so here we are again, praying that you will bless us this afternoon.
我们再次来到这里,求您呢,赐福给我们今天下午。
Lord, teach us, we pray, and then help us teach others about the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊,求您教导我们,也帮助我们去教导别人关于我们奇妙的主耶稣基督。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩,是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. So good to see everyone. We're studying now in the book of 2 John.
我们现在再次欢迎大家,我们学约翰二书。It's
right in the end of your Bible. Revelation is the last book, and then there's the little book of Jude, and then 3 John, and then 2 John. So it's the fourth last book in the Bible.
因为这本书呢是在你们圣经的后半部分，基本上到了最后一本呢就是启示录，倒数第二本是犹大书，再倒数第三本是约翰三书。
It is probably the shortest book in the Bible.
也可能是在圣经里面最短的一本书。
Just 13 verses.
只有13节。
And so we're just going to read the first two verses together, actually the first three. And then we'll try to put it into a context for you.
我们要来读一下前面的三节经文，然后再来试图把这些内容给它结合起来。It
reads, "The elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever, grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love."
一切说长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远 与我们同在。第三节,恩惠,怜悯,平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在。So
what is it that we know about this little book?
这么一小小的一本书,我们能够明白一些什么呢?
Well, first of all, it was written by the elder.
首先呢,这个是
So the question is, who's that?
问题就是这个长老是谁呢?
And if you read the little book, you'll see the repetition of the words and the style of the writer John.
你如果你读这本书呢，你就会知道呢，你不断的重复的这些语言呢，就是这个形式呢，就像是写那个约翰福音的约翰。John
talks a lot in all of his writings about the two great themes, love and truth.
使徒约翰呢，在他的书中呢，就是不断的重复的呢，就是两个主题，一个是爱，另一个呢就是真理。
And so most of us, if we were to read the New Testament a few times, would end up saying, it's John who wrote that book because it just sounds like John.
因为通常呢，当我们读那个新约的时候，读完一本书以后呢，我们说，哎，这个是使徒约翰写的。因为这个看起来听起来像是约翰写的。
It's a good thing when we sound today like we used to sound yesterday.
这是一个很好的一件事情，如果我们今天呢，看起来和昨天是一样的话。
Have you noticed that every Christian is different from every other Christian?
所以你有没有注意到每一个基督徒和另一个基督徒是不一样的？
That's good in one sense, in that we all have a uniqueness and we all have a great value.
因为这也是一件好事，因为我们每一个人都有自己的独特性，我们也有自己的价值。
Sometimes I think we think that it would be better if everybody were exactly like me.
因为我们有时候会这么想，如果其他的人都和我一样，可能会更好一点。
But if that were the case, two things would happen. Number one, things wouldn't be very good. And number two, things would be pretty boring.
因为这个呢，就是说如果是这样的话，那么就有两件事。那么事情呢，不会变得更好，而且呢，也会变得很无聊。
So this little booklet was written by John because it sounds like John.
这本书呢是被认为是使徒约翰写的，因为听起来是像是约翰写的。
But it's interesting, he doesn't sign his name at the bottom of the page.
有趣的是呢，在这个这一页的那个底部呢，他并没有签上他自己的名字。
And he doesn't give himself a lot of titles at the top of the page.
他也没给自己太多的那个头衔在这个信的那个上部。
He could have said, do you know who I am? I'm one of the best disciples that the Lord Jesus ever had. I'm a really big guy. I used to be a disciple, then I became an apostle. And I've just done wonderful things. You better listen to what I say.
他呢也并没有这么说，他说你知道我是谁吗？我是那个主耶稣基督的最伟大的一个门徒，我通常呢过去呢我是一个门徒，现在我成了一个使徒，我是一个大人物，所以我讲的话呢你最好来听。
He says, I'm an elder.
他说我是一个长老。
Okay, well there's all kinds of elders.
因为这有各种不同类型的长老。
What is implied by this little word elder?
这个一个小小的词长老指的是什么呢？
He's basically saying, you know, I've been around a while. I've learned a few things. I want to tell you what I've learned. I'm getting to be an old man now.I'm an elder, and I'm going to tell you what I've learned.
就是说呢，因为我现在呢，在这个世界的时间长一点，我现在人也变老了，我也学到了一点东西，所以呢，我准备把我所学到的一点东西告诉你们。
Many years ago, I was in a car alone with one of the elders at our chapel.
很多年前呢，我在车里，在我的车里和教堂的另外一个长老单独的在一起。
He was elder in name, and he was elder in position, and he was elder in age.
因为他是那个他的名字呢是老的，但是他的年龄呢也是老的。他在作为他那个位置，就是教堂的位置，他也是一个长老。
So as we were traveling together, I said to him, "Well, tell me something that's important."
然后我们一起旅行的时候，我就跟他说：“那你告诉我一些重要的事情。
”He said, "All right, what would you like me to tell you?"
他说那好吧，你想我告诉你什么呢？
I said, I don't know. You're the elder. You know what's important. I'm just a kid. I'm just younger. You tell me what you think is important.
他说我不知道，但是呢，你是一个长老，你是我只是个孩子，所以呢，你知道什么是重要的，什么是不重要的，你来告诉我什么事情重，只告诉我一些重要的事情。
Well, that's what the elder should do, isn't it? He should look at those who are younger and he say, you know, I think you'd be better if I told you this.
因为这个呢，就是一些长老应该做的事情，他应该去照顾那些年轻的人，他应该经常跟年轻人说，如果我告诉你这件事情的话，你可能会做得好一些。
So he said, all right, I will tell you. And he gave me some good advice.
因为他说好吧，那我会告诉你一些事情，他给了我一些很好的忠告。
I'm just going to tell you a true story, I believe, but I find it humorous. There was a man who once felt that there was a senior lawyer, governor, or government official in the United States who was very wise.
今天我要告诉大家一个真实的故事，但这个故事呢有点幽默。有一个呢在美国政府里一个年事很高的一个就是律师，政府雇佣的律师，他是一个很聪明的人。
The man was so senior and so wise that he charged a lot of money just for the privilege of talking to him.
因为这个人呢，他是如此的有高阶的职位，是如此的聪明，所以呢如果有人要跟他说话的话，他的收费是很高的。
So this farmer said, well, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm going to speak to this man.
因为有一个那个农场主，他就说呢，我现在住在华盛顿特区，所以我要去跟他聊聊天。
So he went into his office, and the man said to him, now, what would you like me to tell you? What is your problem?
因为这个农场主呢就到了他的那个办公室的那个律师就说呢，那你想要知道什么，我今天可以告诉你些什么事情。
And so, the wise man, I'm still trying to remember his name and it hasn't come yet, but, he said to him, well, you tell me your problem, and I will try to give you some answer.
因为这个聪明人呢，他现在呢还在想他的名字，还想不起来。所以他跟那个农场主说呢，你告诉我你的问题，然后呢我给你一些答案。
Well, he said, I don't really have a problem. You're supposed to be a wise man. Give me some wisdom.
所以他说我那个农场主说我没有什么问题，也没什么麻烦。但是你呢是一个很聪明的人，我求你给我一点智慧。
And the man said, well, that's ridiculous. What specifically do you want me to say?
所以那个聪明人说，那这个有点奇怪，就是你要我告诉你什么，你希望我告诉你些什么特别的。
And the man said, well, if you're a wise man, you don't need me to tell you what it is you should tell me. You tell me yourself what you think I should know.
因为那个人说呢，就是说如果你是一个聪明人，那么说呢你应该知道我想要什么，那么说呢你来告诉我我需要知道一些什么。
So the man said, well, all right, this is wisdom for you. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
因为这个人说呢，现在聪明人说，我今天就给你这样一条智慧，就今天能够完成的事情不要留到明天。
And the other man said, is that all? Yes, he said, that's all. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
那个农场主说，这就是你要告诉我的，对，这就是我要告诉你的，今天能做完的事情不要留到明天。
So he reached into his pocket and he gave the wise man lots of money and then he went home.
然后呢他就从他的钱包里呢掏出了一大笔钱给这个聪明人，然后他自己就回家了。
When he got home, he decided he'd better bring in his crops immediately. He could do it today, but he says, all the other farmers are putting it off till tomorrow. I'm going to bring in my crop today.
然后呢，他就决定到了家里以后，他看见他所有的那些农作物收成了以后呢，他说他今天最好把这些农作物呢收到谷仓里去，因为呢很多其他的那些农场主呢，他们只是说他们准备明天把那些农作物收到仓库里去。
So he did that, and it rained that night and ruined everybody's crop except his.
所以呢他就那么做了做了但是呢那天晚上就下雨了下雨了其他的人的那些农作物呢都被雨浇坏了只有他的农作物被收到谷仓里去了。
Because of that, the price of everybody else's crop went down, the price of his crop went way up, and he was very wise, he took the wisdom given to him.
因为那些其他的农作物呢都被雨淋坏了。那么呢那些农作物的那个价格呢就是涨得很高。所以呢他因为从那个聪明人那里拿到的智慧呢所以让他受益了。
Well, that's just a very simple story. I just heard it many years ago, and I said, Harold, remember that. That's pretty good. You just remember.
这是一个非常简单的故事我在很多年前听说过这个故事然后我跟自己说 Harold 这个故事很好你要把它牢记住。
So this book is then written by the elder to the chosen lady and her children.
所以这封信呢是写给蒙拣选的太太和她的儿女。
So the question is,Who is the chosen lady and who are her children?
这个问题呢就是谁是那个蒙拣选的太太谁是她的儿女呢
Interestingly, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the little local assembly here and there and everywhere else, each of those little churches isfeminine in gender, not masculine. The church is feminine.
因为非常有趣的，我们主耶稣基督的教会，就是这里一个小小的，那里一个小小的当地教会，他们在性别上呢，是女性，而不是男性。
We are the bride of Christ. We're not the bridegroom. Jesus is the bridegroom. We're the bride. We are feminine.
因为我们是新娘我们不是新郎主耶稣基督才是新郎所以我们是女性
So John then is writing to a local assembly of believers and not only to the assembly as a whole but to all the children all the members of that assembly
所以呢，使徒约翰他写的这封信呢，是给一个当地教会的，不单是给这个作为一个教会的整体，同样也是写给那些属于教会里面的神的儿女。
So that is very encouraging because it basically says you as an individual, one of the children in the assembly, you are very important to God.
这里呢基本上说是非常重要的因为你作为当地教会里面的一个单独的做神的儿女的人呢对神来说是非常重要的。
But it isn't just you, it is the assembly as a whole that is very important to God.
所以呢不光光单独的是你而是作为一个整体的这样一个当地教会呢对神来说是非常重要的。
And then John says, and I want you to know that I love you in the truth.
那这里呢那个使徒约翰说呢是要让你们知道我爱你们是在真理里面爱你们。
And so he's saying, not only do I love you, but it's true that I love you, and I love you in the context of the truth of God.
那他说那个不只这个不只是说是我爱你是这样一个真理，我在真理里面爱你，我同样爱你们，那是因为在神的真理的这个内容里面我也爱你们。
What is the what is the context of our relationship one with another, our relationship with the Bible, our relationship with the church, our relationship with God? What is that context?
这个里面的这样一个内容或者这样一个上下文在我们之间，在我们这样之间的一个关系，就是你我之间的这样互相之间的一个关系，我们和圣经的关系，我们和当地教会的关系，在这里面我们是处在一个什么样的位置？
The context is the truth of God.
这个整个的内容呢，就是神的真理。
So if someone were to come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel or to your house and knock on your door and they were to bring another message not from the truth of God, you wouldn't love him the same way.
如果有一个人呢，他来到十六的教会的门口，在那门口敲门，或者去你家敲你家的门，然后他带着一个呢，就是这样一些内容呢，是跟圣经里不是相符的合的，所以这样呢，你爱他的方式就会不一样。
So the question then is, what is it that ties us all together?
问题就是什么把我们捆绑在一起呢？
And the answer is the truth of God.
答案就是神的真理把我们捆在一起。
And we love one another because of the truth. It's true we should love one another, but we do love one another because of the truth of the responsibility that we have to each another.
因为我们互相爱，互相爱呢是因为这个真理，互相爱是一个真理。另外一个呢，我们互相爱呢，是因为这个真理让我们告诉我们要互相爱。
Now, if we go back to the first line again, it says the elder to the chosen lady.
回到这个约翰二十一章的第一节呢，就说是做长老的写给蒙拣选的太太。
And the question is,To what does that word chosen refer?
于这里的问题呢，就是这个拣选呢，这个词是什么意思？
Many people who call themselves Christians today will tell you that some people have been chosen by God to be Christians, and other people have not been chosen by God to be Christians.
所以有很多人呢，有很多基督徒呢，他会告诉你，告诉你说呢，是有些人他们是蒙拣选成为基督徒的，但是另外一些人呢，他们并没有蒙拣选成为基督徒。
And there were many powerful men of God down through, powerful men is a better way of putting it, down through the ages who have taughtThat unless you're one of God's chosen people, you cannot, you will not be part of God's family.
这几个世纪来呢，有很多有权威的人，但权威的人呢，他们在教导这样一个方式，就是说，除非你是被神拣选的，否则的话呢，你就成不了基督徒，成不了神家庭的一员。
And some of them will go so far as to say that if you have been chosen by God to be part of the family, you won't have any choice in it at all. God will overrule. You will be part of the family.
他们有时候他们的教导呢，甚至更离谱。他们说呢，你除非你是蒙神拣选的，如果你没有蒙神拣选呢，你永远成不了神家庭的一员，你永远进不来，因为神已经把你拒之门外了。
And of course, that is not the teaching of the Bible. The teaching of the Bible says that God doesn't desire the death of any. He wants all to come to him. And we are told in Matthew that if we come to him, he will never cast us out. All who come to him will be accepted.
因为在马太福音里我们讲到那如果我们来到主这里他永远不会把我们拒之门外所有的来寻求主的人都会被接纳。
So the simple teaching is God has called us all to be in his family, and those who believe him, John 1:12, will become the children of God.
因为这个圣经的教导的神呢呼召了我们所有的人只有那些相信的人才会神就赐给他们权利成为神的儿女这是约翰福音一章十二节讲。
So the question would be, what does this little word chosen mean? What is the context for that?
因为这个里面呢,问题呢,就是这个小小的词蒙拣选是什么意思呢?这个蒙拣选在上下文里是什么意思呢?
And the answer is that this is the chosen lady or the ones chosen to be in that particular church, chosen to do the work that that church is supposed to do.
因为这个答案呢,就是说,这些人呢,是被拣选,拣选在那一个特定的当地教会里去做特定的神的工的,他们是拣选做这样的事。
We haven't been chosen in order to be Christians, but we have been chosen as Christians to do a work for God, a particular work for God.
我们并没有蒙拣选成为基督徒,但是我们是作为基督徒,我们蒙拣选去做一些神特定的工作。
So God made me and God made you. He chose us together to be part of his fellowship, part of his family. And he gifted you one way and he gifted me another way.
因为实际上神造了你,造了我,然后神呢,选择了我们,选择了我们在一起,在一起呢,就是我们有这样,我有这样的恩赐,你有那样的恩赐,我们在一起工作做神的工。
He chose you to do one work, and he chose me to do a different work. I don't have to do your work. You don't have to do my work. But we've all got to do what God chose us to do.
神呢,选择了你去做他的一样的工作,选择了我去做他另一样的工作。我不必去做你的工作,你也不必去做我的工作,但神呢,拣选了我们去做所有的神的工作。
Now he says in this verse, these two verses, he says, I love you because of the truth, and this truth will live in us and will be with us forever.
这里再继续讲,我爱你们,爱你们是为真理的缘故,这真理存在我们里面。
So when this life is over and the Lord Jesus reigns, truth will prevail.
因为当这一个生命结束以后呢,主耶稣基督他统治了以后,那么呢,真理就会战胜一切了。And
the textbooks in the university will all be changed to reflect the truth of God.
你在那个所有的大学里的那些课本呢,都将会被更改,更改来反映神的真理。So,
the history books will be changed because we'll begin to understand what was really going on behind the issues in the world.
因为世界的历史呢,也会被改变。 因为我们到时候就真的知道到底在世界上所出现的问题所发生过的一些事情的背后的原因。
And the science books will be changed, and they'll be updated so that there's a clear reflection of the scientific world, not a biased or a confused reflection.
所以呢，这个呢，科学的书籍呢，科学也会被更改，因为科学这些会被更新，更新对所有的一些科学的事情呢，变得更清晰，而不是现在像网络这样的一些科学书籍变得那么混乱。
And the Bible will not be changed.
但圣经呢，永远不会变。
It's very reassuring. This book is going to be the same a million years from now. It'll guide us and direct us, but God's not going to change his book because it is truth, and the truth will be with us forever.
这个是非常有保障的，就是神呢不会改变他的话。圣经呢就是真理，在几百万年以后，从今天开始，这个圣经呢仍然是这样的，因为这是神的话，所以圣经里面的话是真理，永远不会变。And
so the prayer of John as he writes this verse 3 is that grace, mercy, and peace from God will be with us.
因为这个第三节呢，是使徒约翰的祷告。那祷告说呢，恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和他的儿子耶稣基督。We
get the little phrase grace and peace in almost every book in the New Testament. That's what God gives. He gives us grace and mercy and peace.
我们在这里有这个恩惠、怜悯、平安。 这就是基本上是在所有的新约里面都有这样的一些单词，这就是一个事实，也是个真理，就是神会赐给我们恩惠、怜悯和平安。And
how do we know that's the truth? Because it is the truth. That's what he says. He says grace, mercy, and peace will be with us in truth.
因为这个我们怎么知道这个是真理呢？ 因为它就是真理，这就是我们所说的这恩惠、平安、恩惠、怜悯、平安，它是在真理里面。And
among the many, what is one of the proofs of the truth?
这些呢是其中很多的被证实的真理之一。And
the answer is love.
答案就是爱。How
did I know that my daddy was telling me the truth?
我们怎么知道呢? 我的爸爸告诉我的是真理呢?
Well, it was obvious that he was telling me the truth because he loved me.
所以很明显的,他告诉我真理是因为他爱我。
You never had to ask me whether I felt my father loved me. I knew he loved me, and I knew that what he was saying was truth because he loved me.
所以呢，你永远不要问我是不是我感觉到我父亲的爱，我父亲他爱我，因为他永远的告诉我的都是真理，他告诉我真理是因为他爱我。And
genuine love is going to prove the truth of his statement.
所以这样一个真爱呢，就是能够证明他所说的话是真的。
Now verse 4 says, it's been given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth just as the Father commanded us.
第四节说,我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命遵行真理的,就甚欢喜。What is it
that gives the Father joy?
这里呢是让父那个欢喜是什么意思呢?
And the answer is the son, the daughter, who are wise and walk in the ways of God, who do what the father wants.
那这个答案呢，就是神儿女呢，他就是按照那个父所说的去做。 去按照他所行的真理去做，这就让父欢喜了。
So the Proverbs says, one of the Proverbs says, a wise son makes a glad father.
以箴言里讲呢，一个明智的儿子让父亲欢喜。
But a foolish son brings sorrow to his mother.
但是呢，一个愚蠢的儿子呢，给他的妈妈带来痛苦。
So when God looks down at you, and when God looks down at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, what does he see? Is he happy or is he sad?
因为当神从天上往下看你的时候，当他看整个十六节教会的时候，他是高兴呢，还是悲伤啊？
And he will be happy if he sees us as individuals walking in truth.
对呢，他会很高兴，如果我们作为个人来说，在真理里面行走。
And he will be happy as he sees us collectively in our little assembly walking in truth.
他也会高兴，当他看见我们作为一个整体的一个当地教会来说， 在神的真理里面行走的话，
But he doesn't say in verse 4, it has given me great joy to find that all of your children are walking in truth.
但在这个第四节里并没有说，如果这是神的，看见你们所有的人都在遵循神的真理时就欢喜。
Some of the children were not walking in truth.
因为有些神的儿女并不在真理里面行走。
You remember Jacob in the Old Testament, he had a big family.
你们大家在记得在旧约里，雅各他有一个大家庭。
Joseph was walking in truth and gave to Jacob great joy.
所以那个约瑟呢，他是遵循神的真理，所以给了雅各呢极大的喜乐。
Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Levi, his first four sons, excuse me, were not walking in truth. That brought him great sorrow.
刘辩，那个犹大，还有那些其他的几个，他的四个儿子，其实并没有遵循神的真理，也给雅各带来了极大的苦难。
So you speak to the elders at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and you say to them, how are things?
因为你在你跟那个十六节教会的一些那个长老聊天的时候，你说十六节教会怎么样啊？
They will say, I'm thrilled many of those who are part of us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel are walking in truth, and it's wonderful.
我看见了，在神的教会的大部分人，他们都在遵循神的真理，这是很奇妙的。But
like John, we would probably have to say there are some who should be walking in truth and are not. That brings us great sorrow.
因为就像这个约翰，使徒约翰在这里说的，我们也看见了一些儿女呢。 他没有遵循神的真理，但这些人呢，就会给他们带来极大的苦难。So
verse 5 says, and now, dear lady, that's the that's the assembly he's writing to. I'm not writing you a new command, but one that we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another.
第五节里说呢，太太啊。 我现在劝你，我们大家要彼此相爱。这并不是我写的一条新命令给你，乃是我们从起初所受的命令。What
is the central theme of the church? We believe the truth, and therefore we love. We love God, we love one another, we love the world, we love. That is the theme of the gospel, we love.
在一个当地教会里的一个主题是什么呢？ 这个主题就是说我们相信真理，然后我们爱，我们爱神，我们互相爱，这是因为我们相信神的真理，所以我们互相爱。
Now the two go together. Because we love, we're happy with the truth. Because we are dedicated to truth, we love. You can't have one without the other. If you have one, it will encourage the other.
现在这个就是这样，如果我们爱呢，我们就是有真理。但是我们如果有真理呢，我们就会爱。所以这个爱和真理呢，它是互相不可分割的。所以你不可能有爱就没有真理，你不可能有真理就没有爱。你有了爱，你就会有真理；你有了真理，就会爱。
And verse 6 says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love.
因为就是说我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的就是这命令。
So both truth and love imply obedience, don't they?
所以呢，那个真理和爱，他们同时就说指出了要顺服，是不是？
If you didn't obey, it would be evidence that you have rejected the truth.
如果你不顺服的话呢，这就是一个证据，证明你拒绝了真理。
If you didn't obey God, it would be because you didn't love God.
如果你不顺服神呢，这个就是证明了你根本就不爱神。
And if you didn't obey in the context of the assembly, it is that you didn't want to love. You rejected the truth and you rejected love.
实际上如果你不去爱这个在教会里的这样的一个这个内容里面你去爱的话，那么就证明了你拒绝了神，你不爱神，那么你不顺服神，那么说你就不爱，你不爱你就没有真理。
So there are three that go together. Truth, love, and obedience. All three go together.
这个呢，三样东西它永远是联系在一起的。那个真理、爱，然后顺服，它永远是在一起。
And if you lack any one of those three, you lack the others as well.
缺少了这三样东西中间的一样，你就是缺少了他们所有的三样。
I have a friend whose life is tragic, and it goes like this. He chose not to obey. Because he didn't obey, he didn't love. Because he didn't love, he rejected the truth.
所以我有一个朋友，他有一个悲剧的人生，因为首先他不顺服，所以他不顺服呢，导致了他不爱，他不爱呢，导致了他拒绝了真理。
Started by the fact, I guess, I'm not sure, but certainly he didn't obey, and then he didn't love, and then he said, I don't believe that truth anymore.
所以这个呢，他我不知道他是怎么开始的，反正他刚开始呢，他是不顺服，不顺服了以后呢，然后呢，他就不爱，他不爱呢，然后他说呢，我不再相信那样的真理。
All right, now, Roy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but your picture was frozen.
That's right, I'm frozen. So what do, Roy?
You just keep talking.
I look funny.
Yeah, can you see us?
Do you want me just to stay there, or do you want me to revive my picture?
Can you see us?
Yeah, I can see you, and you're all alive. You're all moving.
Yeah, I think you're okay because maybe you just touched some acid.
I don't think I touched anything that time. It just went dead on me. But anyway, all right, I will keep talking. It's very important what I'm saying. You can't see it, but I got my finger up. Very important.
所以他刚才讲的事情呢是非常重要的, 所以你也看不见, 一直看见他那个手指像这样翘起来。
Okay, so, verse 7. It says, many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone into the world.
第七节呢,因为世上有许多人的出来, 他们不认识耶稣基督是成了肉身来的, 这就是那迷惑人的敌基督的。
There are many deceivers in. Can you hear me now? Yeah.
I cannot hear you. Just I think you may just need to reboot your computer and log in again.
Oh, I don't want to do that. That's too. That'll delay too long.
Yeah, but that's the. Sometimes your voice is discontinued.
Okay. All right. Let me try to correct things. You start talking, Roy.
Yeah. You can. So you may try that.
I'll try what sometimes happens.
Yeah. 他要试一下，因为现在呢，他那边可能是网络的一些问题，也有可能就是说他的那个电脑啊。在更新，因为通常呢，我们自己的电脑啊，你要定期把它更新一下。现在那个微软设计的呢，他就说你不更新，他就帮你更新。所以有时候更新的过程中，他就会打断你正在运行的那些程序。Welcome back.
Okay, I don't know how it happened, but I do know what I did to fix it. So thank you for praying.
也不知道做了什么，但是他确实把它弄好了。
All right. Here's the question. Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Will Jesus Christ come in the flesh?
这里就是一个问题。那么说呢，主耶稣基督他有没有在肉身中显现？他会不会将来也在肉身中显现呢？
And that is the basic question that separates truth from error, truth from deception, Christ from Antichrist.
这里就是一个基本的一个辨别的方式，辨别呢，你是真理呢，还是误解？你是真的呢，还是是欺骗？你是基督的还是敌基督的？
Who is Jesus?
那么谁是基督呢？谁是耶稣呢？
Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣是救主。
If you believe that Jesus is the Savior, he changes your whole life. You are born again. But if you do not believe and teach that Jesus is the Savior, you are not born again.
所以呢，如果你相信主耶稣基督是救主的话呢，你就会被完全的改变，你就会重生。但是如果你不相信这个教导，就是主耶稣基督是救主的话呢，那么你就没有重生。
All right, the second thing is Jesus the Christ.
就是耶稣是基督吗？
And the issue there is the word Christ means the king, the ruler of the past and the ruler of the future. Jesus Christ is the ruler of all.
那个基督呢，耶稣基督的意思呢，就是说呢，他过去他是统治者，他现在是统治者，他将来仍然是统治者，所以他是统治一切的。
And the question is, did he come in the flesh?
问题是他在肉身中显现了吗？
And if he came in the flesh, that's amazing only if in fact he would not have been expected to come in the flesh.
这个呢，如果他只是说在肉身里出现的话，这个是很神奇的。如果说他没有在肉身里出现，那会怎么样？
Jesus Christ came in the flesh is the proof of his being the Son of God in the past and in the present and in the future.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他来到肉身里，到神肉身呢，就是这样，是一个证明，证明他过去是神的儿子，现在神的儿子，将来还是神的儿子。
That is the central point of our faith. If Jesus is the Christ, he's the Savior, he's the King, he's the past ruler, he's the coming ruler, he's the Son of God, he came in the flesh. Nobody would have expected God to come in the flesh. He came in the flesh. If we believe that, it's true. If we don't, he is a deceiver.
这个呢，就是我们的信仰的一个中心点，是不是？主耶稣基督呢，他是神，他是那个过去呢，他是王，他是基督，他是呢来到肉身里面的，他是过去的统治者，他是将来现在的统治者，他是将来的统治者，他是神的儿子。然后呢，这一切的他这样来到我们。道成的肉身，这就是我们所有要相信的。如果谁不相信这个，他就是一个骗子。
Now, if he's not what he said he is, it isn't just that that person is a deceiver, he is anti-Christ.
我们讲的呢，如果刚才讲的那一堆，他如果不相信那些呢，他不光是一个骗子，他还是一个敌基督的。
Some people say, you know, we're not against Jesus, we're just not for Jesus.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我们不反对基督，但是我们却不是去为了基督去做的。
But the Lord Jesus says, he who is not for us is against us.
所以呢，那个主耶稣基督是这样讲的，他们如果不站在我们这一边的，就是敌对我们的。
Is the world full of deceivers? Yes.
所以这个世界充满了骗子吗？是。
Is the world full of antichrists? People who are opposed to Christ.
所以这个世界呢，充满了敌基督的呢人吗？就是那些敌对基督的。
And the answer is yes. And the reason for that is that they are not prepared to stand with him, therefore they are against him.
所以答案呢也是肯定的，因为这些人呢，他们不愿意站在基督的这一边，所以呢，他们就是反对基督的，他们就是敌基督的。
It's interesting, but I think if I understand politics properly, it should read something like this.
所以呢，这个也非常有趣的。如果我对政治呢有正确的理解，它应该是这样去读的。
I think the honest politician should say, I don't want you to vote for him and believe his lies. I want you to vote for me and believe my lies.
我认为一个诚实的政客，他应该这样去讲。他说，我不想你们去投票给另外一个政客去相信他的谎言，我要你们投票给我来相信我的谎言。
Which politician is telling the truth?
哪一个政客是在讲真理呢？
We live in the age of COVID.
是住在这个新冠的这个年代。
And all the politicians say, you follow me and we'll solve the COVID problem. They don't know how to solve the COVID problem.
所有的政客都说，那你来跟从我，你顺服我，然后我们一起来解决这个新冠的问题。他们怎么知道怎么去解决新冠的问题呢？ 这个世界上没有人知道怎么解决这个问题。
I think the honest politicians should say, vote for me. I don't know what to do about COVID, so somebody else will have to solve that, and God will solve that. I don't know, but the politician is a deceiver.
现在我们呢，认为一个诚实的政客他应该这样说，你们投票给我，我不知道怎么去解决这个新冠的问题，那么让别人去解决新冠的问题吧，别人会神会解决的，我们别人会解决这个问题，所以他们实际上是一个欺骗者。
And now verse 8 is the warning. It says, watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you receive a full reward, or that you may be fully rewarded.
那第八节呢是一个警告，这个警告说你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的工，乃要得着满足的赏赐。
Is it possible for a Christian to be turned away from following the Lord?
这个呢是有可能的，一个基督徒呢他们转到一个方向去远离主。
Would it be possible for a Christian to be deceived into becoming antichrist rather than for Christ?
那这个呢就是说是不是有这种可能呢，那些基督徒呢他们被欺骗以后成了敌基督的，而不是站在基督那一边的。
Yes, it's very simple.
是的，这个是非常简单的。
It happens over and over and over again. That's why the book of 2 John is at the end of your Bible.
因为这个呢就是一直不断不断的重复在发生的，这就是为什么这个约翰的书信是在圣经的后面。
It is true that the devil's temptations often come to Christians after they've been walking with the Lord for a while. Then they get tempted, they get deceived, and they turn aside.
这个也是经常会发生的，当一个基督徒呢他们与神同心一段时间以后呢，然后那个魔鬼呢就来试探他们呢，他们就被欺骗了，他们被欺骗了以后呢就开始远离了主，远离了神。
Watch out that that doesn't happen to you.
所以你要小心这样的事情不要发生在你们身上。
Harold, watch out that it doesn't happen to you.
所以 Harold 呢你也要小心了，不要发生在你自己身上。
Verse 9 says, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of God does not have God.
第九节说呢，凡越过基督的教训不常守着的就没有神。
Somebody comes to you and says, listen, I've got a better way. I've learned something new. This is the way we do it over here. You've got to watch you come this way. And you say, no.
有些人呢跑到你面前说呢，我发现了一个新的方式，这个方式呢可能比你现在的方式要好，你来跟着我，跟着我呢我们呢朝这个方向去走，你要说不。
You say, no, I'm going to continue in the teaching of Christ. I'm not going to follow this man. I'm not going to choose that man. I'm not going to allow a little sin here or a little disobedience there. I am going to walk with God following Jesus.
有些人说呢，你要说呢，我要是在主耶稣基督的，我要遵循主耶稣基督的教训。如果说有些人呢他跟呢我不会说去跟随某一个人，我也不会去选择一个人，我也不会允许这里犯一点点罪那里又一点点的不顺服，你要说不，我一定要紧紧的跟随着主耶稣基督神的教训。
Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son, but if you don't continue in the teaching, you don't have either.
这个呢，里面说呢，长守这教训的就有父又有子。如果你不长守这些教训呢，你既没父也没子。
All right, verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your whole house or welcome him.
实际上说，若有人到你们那里不是传着教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他们的安。
So some people came to my door often, and they knock on the door and they say, "We've got some teaching for you."
经常有人到我家门口去敲我家的门，敲门呢，他说呢，我有一些教义要给你。
And then they say, "Can we come in and teach you?"
他说呢，我们可以进来教导你吗？
And we say, "No, you can't come into our house."
所以我说呢，你不能进我家。
I don't want to have anything to do with your teaching. You are not teaching us the truth about Jesus. You can't come into this house.
因为我们说呢，你我对你所有的教导不感兴趣，因为你不教导主耶稣基督的真理，所以你不受欢迎进到这个家里呢。Some
people came to me one night after I had been preaching at a particular assembly.
有一天呢，我在一个特别的一个当地教会里讲道的时候呢，一天晚上的那个人来到我这里。
And they said, "Could we come back next week and we will teach in your church? You let us come back and we'll just teach you what we know from the Bible. Would you let us do that?"
那个人呢，他就跟我说呢，你愿不愿意让我们下次回来，回来我们来教导你们一些我们所理解的圣经里的东西。
What do you think I said?
因为我是怎么说的？
I said, "No, you can't do that. You don't teach the truth of God."
我说你不能来教导，因为你不教导神的真理。
I said, "Well, of course we teach the truth of God."
而当然我教的是神的真理。
So I turned them to a verse in the Bible and I said, "This verse says that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life." I said, "Do you believe that?"
然后呢，我就跟他翻出一节圣经的经文来说，我说这个经文说，如果你相信主耶稣基督是基督的话，那么你就有永生。你相信这个吗？
I said, "Well, not exactly. We don't believe that exactly like that."
但是我们不完全相信这个，就是像这样说的。
I said, "That's why you're not coming into this church."
这就是原因，你不能来这个教会教导。
Many people are antichrists. Many people are deceivers. And what they want to do is they want to get you, and they want to get me, and they want to turn us away from the simple truth of God, turn us away from the simple truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为很多人呢，他们是基督的，他们是骗子，他们来到这里找你我是，他们要欺骗我们，欺骗我们，让我们离开这样一个去信主耶稣基督的这样一个道路。And
they may say many other things, but at the central core of it all is this: they don't believe that Jesus is the only Savior. They don't believe that Jesus is the only Christ, the King who made us in the past, who helps us today, and the King who will rule unchallenged in the future. They don't believe that. They don't even believe that Jesus came from God into the flesh, God manifest in the flesh, Emmanuel. They don't believe that.
他们其实呢，他们根本就不相信，不相信主耶稣基督呢，他就是基督，他就是说是从过去的王，他来创造了我们现在的王，要统治我们。他们不相信主耶稣基督呢，他是唯一的救主，他也是唯一的基督。他们也不相信说主耶稣基督呢，他曾经道成肉身。 他们不相信主耶稣基督是神的儿子，他们也不相信主耶稣基督是从神那里来的，所以他们是敌基督的，是骗子。
Now there are many people in the world today who say, I believe what you believe. We've got the same Bible.
所以在这个世界上有很多人呢，他说我和你们信的是一样的，因为我们的圣经是一样的。
But the problem is that though they have the same Bible, they don't have the same dictionary.
因为问题就是呢，他们虽然有跟我们同样的圣经，但是他们和我们有不同的字典。
And instead of believing what the Bible says about Jesus, they believe other things. Instead of believing what the Bible says about the Christ, they believe other things.
所以呢，他们并不相信呢主耶稣啊，圣经里教导的主耶稣基督，他们相信其他的事情。他们也不相信圣经里教导的主耶稣是基督，他们就相信另外一些事情。
It's very, very subtle. The changes start out to be very minor, then they become very great, but they start out to be very minor.
因为这个呢，通常呢，这事情呢，通常从一点小小的东西呢，变成了很大的一样东西。它并不是从一开始就是这个事情就很大，他们只是从一个小小的一点开始，然后逐渐变得很大。
God said, don't eat that fruit. You eat that fruit, you will die.
所以神说呢，你不要吃那个树上的果子，你吃了你就会死。
They said, well, it's not quite that bad. You know, all it is, it's just a little piece of fruit. You eat it, yum yum, that's very good. That's no big deal.
不是，那没有那么严重嘛，只不过说是小小的一个水果，因为那个水果拿来那吃了，要不要嘛，很好吃，只是说就是一点点事，没什么的。
Okay, and you say, well, maybe it's not that bad. Just a little, just a little bit different. No.
你说的没那么严重，没那么严重，就一点点，就一点点的区别，不是一点区别都不能有。
Now the question is, why would this book be in the Bible at all? Why is it there?
这个呢，现在问题是为什么这一本书呢，是在圣经里面，为什么在那里？
It's here as a warning to us all.
所以在这里呢，是对我们所有的人的一个警示。
It's here as a warning at the end of the Bible because it's the kind of thing that people are drawn to at the end of our lives, at the end of the era.
这个呢，实际上这个是在圣经的末尾的这本书出在这里呢，就是对我们的一个警告。通常呢，我们在人生的后面的一段时间，或者是说在我们最后的那个年代呢，我们通常呢都会犯一些错误。
A friend of mine had a problem.
所以我一个朋友呢，他有一些麻烦。
I said, well, this is what the Bible says to solve that problem. Do you agree?
所以我跟他说，这就是圣经所讲的，怎么能解决这个问题，你同意吗？
My friend said, yep.
他说，我同意。
I said, all right, then let's solve the problem that way.
那说好吧，我们就用这种方式来解决那个问题。
My friend said, no.
然后我朋友说不。然后我不想用这种方式解决这个问题。
Just that simple. Don't say no to God.
这个是不是很简单呢？永远不要对神说不。
Many deceivers in the world, many antichrists in the world, don't say no to God.
另外，在这个世界上有很多的骗子，有很多的敌基督，所以永远不要对神说不。
Now here's the problem. In addition, it says verse 11, anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked work.
这里呢，第十一节也讲到，因为问他的，就是在他的恶行上有份儿。
It is a problem. On one occasion, I had to go, on more than one occasion, I had to go to the courthouse because a friend of mine was being judged by the judge for having done something wrong.
有一次呢，我必须去上法庭，必须上法庭呢，因为我的有一个朋友呢，他做错了事儿，做错了事儿呢，必须呢上法庭审判，所以我必须去。
And that gets to be a little embarrassing because somebody says that guilty man over there, is he your friend?
所以这个呢，有时候呢，让人有点尴尬，因为人们会问我说。那个坐在那里那个有罪的人他是你的朋友吗
And I would have to say yes, he's my friend in that I love him and I want to help him, but I don't agree with what he did.
因为我必须说了是的那是我的朋友因为我爱他我想去帮助他但是我却不同意他所做的事情。
So we've got to make sure if we're too close to them, why they're going to say, you got the same error he's got. We don't want to do that. If error is here, you stay over here. You can speak periodically. You can try to correct, but don't get associated with the error.
因为这个通常呢就是这样的。所以呢在我们这里呢就是通常呢我们不要跟那些有错的人走得太近。我们可以像这样离他们一段的距离我们有时候呢可以去纠正他们这样的错误但是呢我们不要说把我们和他那个错误搞在一起。
There was a king in the Old Testament, you'll remember, whose name was Jehoshaphat.
因为在那个旧约里有一个国王你们要记得他的名字叫Jehoshaphat.
All right, so I've got to tell you the story of Jehoshaphat quickly. Big name, hard to pronounce.
然后我要跟你们讲一下这个叫 Jehoshaphat 的这个国王的故事，因为这个名字很长，也很难去读。
Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah.
所以 Jehoshaphat 是犹大的国王。
Ahab was the king of Israel.
那个 Ahab 呢他是那个以色列的王。
They were really part of the same family in the days of David and Solomon.
因为他们实际上呢在大卫王和所罗门王的那个年代他们是一家人。
But Jeroboam wanted to go his own way, not God's way, so he tore the kingdom apart.
所以那个 Jeroboam 呢他呢就不想走神的路他就把那个国呢分成了两半。
Jeroboam was like a deceiver and an antichrist.
所以那个 Jeroboam 呢他就是像一个骗子是那个敌基督的。
Well, a couple of generations later, Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah.
因为很多年以后呢，那个叫哈什法是成了那个犹大的国王。
And Ahab was the king of Israel.
那个 Ahab 呢，就是以色列的国王。
And so Ahab said, Jeroboam, let's be friends. Let's you and I get together.
所以那个Jehoshaphat 呢，他就说 Jeroboam, 我们来成朋友，让我们一起。
And Jeroboam basically said, well, we should be together, that's true. And after all, he's my brother. As a matter of fact, the entire kingdom are really brethren of my kingdom. We should be together.
然后那个 Jeroboam 呢他说呢我们应该是在一起因为那个整个的国家呢他们应该是在一起的我们通常呢应该是弟兄的。
And so instead of being separate, Jeroboam said, I will go to your house. I'll be your friend. Instead of saying, you're a deceiver and you're an antichrist and I won't have anything to do with you, Jeroboam reached out to Ahab. Jehoshaphat reached out to Ahab.
就是刚才他所有讲的前面那几句的Jeroboam呢，其实是Jehoshaphat，那个Jehoshaphat人呢就是好吧，那我就做一些妥协，我到那个Jeroboam那个Jehoshaphat的家里去，我们要做朋友。Okay,
so Roy, did you get those names right or did I confuse you too?
Yeah, I knew that you talk about the Jehoshaphat. When you said Jeroboam, but I just translated that in Jeroboam, so I explained to them that Jeroboam should be Jehoshaphat.
Right. Okay. So Jehoshaphat was wrong. He befriended Ahab. He went to him. They were in the same house. Bad plan, Jehoshaphat.
So Jehoshaphat呢，他就犯了一个错。他来到了那个。
Jeroboam的家里跟他在一起的，他们自己呢，他们成了好朋友，这是非常错误的。What happened? Jehoshaphat's son married Ahab's daughter.
所以什么事情发生了呢？那个Jehoshaphat的儿子呢，和那个Ahab的女儿结婚了。
And the two of them, instead of being part, came together, and then Ahab's daughter destroyed the family and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat.
因为这个呢，事情的本来就是做错了，然后那个Ahab的女儿呢，就成了Jehoshaphat的家庭的女儿，她就最后摧毁了整个Jehoshaphat的王国。 他的家庭,
don't compromise with evil. The false teachers, the deceivers, the antichrist, you can teach them, but don't get near them. Don't welcome them into your house. Don't have anything to do with them.
这个呢,就是说呢,永远不要和那些敌基督的那个,还有那些骗子妥协,不要跟他们成为朋友。 因为他们最终呢，他会摧毁你的。All
right, verse 11 again. Anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked work. Jehoshaphat, you shared in the wicked work that Ahab did. Don't do that, Jehoshaphat. You'll be in deep trouble.
哎，这个呢，第十一节再次，因为问他的安的，就在他的恶行上有份儿。 所以因为那个Jehoshaphat是跟那个Ahab妥协了，所以他在跟Ahab妥协了以后呢，他就在那个Ahab所犯的罪上有份儿，然后这个Ahab的就摧毁了Jehoshaphat。All
right, verse 12. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face. So that our joy may be complete.
第十二节就说呢，我还有许多事要写给你们，却不愿意用纸墨写出来，但盼望到你们那里与你们当面谈论，是你们的喜乐满足。All
right, so we've got a similar problem today.
今天呢，我们有同样的问题。We
don't have paper and ink communication. We have Zoom screen communication.
我们没有纸墨那样的通信，但是我们却有这个Zoom的这样的一个联系。Zoom
screen communication is good.
所以这个Zoom呢，在那个屏幕上和大家交流是好的。But
face-to-face is better.
但是面对面却是更好的。
And more and more, by the grace of God, we are getting together at meetings in the chapel, in our homes, elsewhere. It's always better to be together in person rather than just by letter, by phone, by text message, or even by Zoom.
因为在我们呢，就是说呢，我们越来越多的在教堂里，在家里的聚会呢。 这个是越来越多，这个呢它远远超过我们用那个纸墨来交流，或者是用打电话来交流，或者是用发短信来交流，这个面对面的交流永远比这样的交流要好，甚至比在 Zoom 上的交流都要好得多。
Most of you on the Zoom screen right now are with us most of the time on Sundays.
因为我们这今天在这个屏幕上的大多数的人呢，通常呢都是在星期天的早上和我们是面对面的。
That's good. Try to get together more.
这个是很好的，所以要尝试着多多的机会。
I moved from Vancouver to Surrey a few years ago.
就几年前呢，他从温哥华呢搬到了苏里。
For some reasons that was good. For other reasons it was not good. The problem is it's harder for me to be with you face to face.
其中一个有些原因呢，我搬家原因呢，它的带来的是好处。但是呢，在它带来的坏处就是对我跟我来说呢，我是很难，就是比较难一点，在与你们面对面见面。
It used to be if I went to meeting at the chapel, it would take me about an hour to be there and a half an hour before and after, an hour and a half.
因为这个呢，通常呢也要花我一个半小的时候，我要去教会参加一个会议的话，通常要花费一个半小时或者一个比甚至比那多的时间才能到达那。
Now it takes me at least an hour to get there and an hour to get home. It's twice as long as it used to be. That's not good.
他刚才讲的是过去只能他半小时就能到教会，那么现在呢，他一个小时来，一个小时回，所以时间加倍了。
I hate to be so blunt, but don't be foolish like me and move a long way away. Try to stay as close as you can.
因为我觉得呢，我这个做法呢也很愚蠢，你们大家不要像我这样做这样愚蠢的事情，不要搬得离教会太远，你要试着是离教会越近越好。
And we're going to try to get together more often.
我们要试着是呢更多的在面对面的机会。
All right, so the story, the chapter, the book ends with the simple line, the children of your chosen sister send their greetings. Who would they be?
这里呢，最后的结尾呢是非常简单的。那你那蒙拣选之姐妹的儿女都问你安。那么这些人是谁呢？
So the book was written to the chosen lady.
这个书呢是写给那个蒙拣选的太太。
And the greetings are to the chosen sister.
然后这个呢，问安呢是从那个选择的姐妹来的。
So, what's the first chosen lady? What's the second chosen sister?
第一个被拣选的太太和第二个被拣选的姐妹代表什么？
The first one is the assembly to which the letter was written.
所以第一个呢就是那个教会，教会就是说他这封书信所写的对象的那个教会。
And the second is the assembly from which the letter was written.
但第二个那个姐妹呢就是那个教会，就是写信的那个教会。
So John is saying, I'm the elder and I'm writing to the chosen lady, this assembly, but I want you to know that all the children in my assembly, we love you, they all love you, and they send their greetings to you too.
因为那个使徒约翰在这样说的，我是这个教会长老，所以我写信给你们来问你们的安。那么说呢，我在我这个教会里面的所有的人呢，他们也爱你们。他们也问你们啊。
So sometimes when we write, we say to people, this is from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. It's from all the Christians in 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
有时候我们写信呢，我们会说呢，这是从16节教会写给你们的，是代表16节教会所有的人。
Sometimes we tell you exactly what we're writing and why so that you can pray. Other times we just know that your heart is what we're writing. And so we say, we all in the assembly love you. It's true. Hallelujah.
有时候呢，我们会写信呢，写信就是说呢，就是说我们会写一些特别的事情或者特别的那个人，然后就说呢，你们可以为我们祷告。但是有时候我们写信呢，这些人是从我们所有的教会成员，他们都爱你们，写给你们。All
right, so those are some lessons from John. He's writing at the end of his life. He's writing to churches in great need, and he's giving them warning. You and I must be warned by what he said.
这就是那个使徒约翰在他生命的最后的时期写给教会的。那这个教会呢，其实上主要是想告诉那些教会他爱他们，但最终呢，他写教写这封信的目的呢，就是要警告他们，警告他们在这以后呢，有这样的事情。
All right, so again, thank you all. The Lord bless us. We'll do 3rd John. We'll get to 3rd John next week, Lord willing.
再次谢谢大家，感谢大家。我们约翰二书学完的下个星期呢，主若许可，我们学那个第约翰三书。
And again, special greetings to Cece and Sivan Hu. We can't see you in person, but the Lord bless you as well. The others I think I know very well. We're happy that you're all here. Even Kevin just joined us for 2 minutes. Thank you.
因为我们特别的呢，要感谢，要欢迎这个叫Cece，还有这个Sivan Hu的这个，因为其他的人我都比较熟，我都认识的，比较认识。但是也要欢迎就是 Kevin，Kevin Yip，他尽管只加入我们两三分钟，我们也要特别的给他们一些欢迎。Let's
pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that John took time to write this letter as a warning to us.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，因为使徒约翰写了这封书信来警示我们。He
basically said, "Don't be deceived. Everything we have is in Jesus."
等于他基本上说呢，我们不要受欺骗，因为我们所需要的一切事情呢，都是在基督里的。
And we say with the radio announcer, it's all about Jesus.
我们呢，就这么去讲，就像一个电台的播音员那么去说，所有的一切都是关于主耶稣的。
Lord, we pray that you will keep us from being deceivers and antichrists. We pray that you will deliver us from the deceivers and antichrists who are there.
主啊，我们祷告，就说您呢，保护我们，不要去受那些敌基督和欺骗者的欺骗，也是把我们从那个敌基督和欺骗者那里面给我们救出来。
And we ask this all now in Jesus' name and give him thanks.
我们祈求这些所有的是奉主耶稣基督的名，并向他献上感恩。
Amen.
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 Amen.